Welcome back to the Shitake Podcast. As always, I'm your main host, Shannon. Join me this week is my co-host, Mamat. Mamat, say what's up to the people.
And the winners goes to... Drumroll, please. Shitake Podcast, maybe. I don't know.
Ain't nobody nominated us for a goddamn thing.
No.
But we will be talking about, normally I announce what we're going to be reviewing today, but we are going to be talking about the anime awards and their results.
And the results.
Your favorites win? Did my favorite win?
I don't know.
We're going to find out. We're going to talk about it.
Yes.
All right, guys. So, the main topic of today, though, is going to be our review for... Keep forgetting the name of this damn show. Like, I didn't just watch it. And I keep closing my damn windows like I don't need them. Kimono Jihen, a.k.a. Monster Incidents. But like I said, let's talk about those the results for the Crunchyroll Anime Awards. So we're going to be going over some of our favorite categories. We're not going to go through all of them because there's a lot and we have other things to talk about. So do we want to start with Anime of the Year? Or should we start down with something a little less and work our way up to that?
It's up to you, man. It's up to you.
And we'll work our way down. No suspense. All right. There you go. Okay. So, we're going to start off with Anime of the Year, starting off the top spot. The nominees for Best Anime of the Year were Boichi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Swordsmith Village Arc, JJK Season 2, Oshinoko, Vinland Saga Season 2, and the winner was JJK Season 2.
Wow. JJK, really?
Did we watch Season 2? We watched Season 2, didn't we?
We watched half of it.
Watched half of it, that's right.
Half of it.
That half didn't have me like, oh, this is amazing. So I don't know how I feel about that one. I might have probably given it to Chainsaw Man, maybe. And I wasn't giving it to Swordsmith Village. Maybe Chainsaw Man for me.
Really, gentlemen? I picked Vinland Saga.
You know I didn't like Vinland Saga Season 2. It was a very different anime. Let's put it like that.
Yes, different.
Okay, so best... I don't mean it's like a different show from other shows. I mean, it was a very different show to itself across season 1 and 2. That's what I mean.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah. All right. So let's keep it pushing. We'll hit a best continuing series. Like anyone is going to be surprised. I think this is second year in a row at least.
I guess.
You got Attack on Titan, the final season, the final chapters, special one. I told you, I wasn't making that shit up when I was saying it, man. Everybody's like, oh, you're exaggerating. It's like, no, it's Attack on Titan, final season, part one, section 3, subsection 2, chapters 5, okay? I wasn't making this shit up. It's literally Attack on Titan, final season, final chapters, special one. Are you fucking kidding me? It's not final if you got to add subtitles, okay? It's not. Rant over. Demon Slayer, Swordsmith Village, nice. JJK Season 2, One Piece, Spy Family Season 1, Course 2, and Vinland Saga Season 2. Winner was, of course, One Piece.
No, I pick Attack on Titan, though. Why One Piece? Oh.
Absolutely not, sir.
No.
Absolutely not. Not a snowball's chance in hell I would have picked Attack on Titan. I probably would have taken JJK or Spy Family if it wasn't going to be One Piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Best new anime series. Mm-hmm. They've spoken. Doesn't mean they spoke right. We got the best new anime series. We've got Boichi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Heavenly Delusion, Hell's Paradise, Oshinoko, Zom 100, Bucket List of the Dead. The winner was Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man, huh? I thought it was going to be like Oshinoko or Zom 100. Either two.
I thought it was going to be Zom, I think the delay in Zom might have hurt it, but yes. I thought it was going to be Zom. Best anime film, we've got Black Clover, Blue Giant, Kaguya-sama Loves War, The First Kiss That Never Ends, Psycho Pass Providence, Suzume, and The First Slam Dunk. The winner was Suzume.
Suzume, of course. It's one of those Makoto Shinkai movie. So, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So next we've got Best Original Anime. We've got Akiba Maid War, Birdie Wing, Golf Girl Story Season 2, Buddy Daddy's Do It Yourself, Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury, and The Marginal Service. The winner was Buddy Daddy's. I did not want anything to do with that series, but other people seem to love it, so hey, good on you.
I thought G was going to win. I got no
comments because you thought who was going to win?
G, it's Gundam Witch Mercury.
Oh, Witch from Mercury.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought it was gonna win. Oh. I wouldn't have thought it was gonna win.
Oh my.
Alright, we've got Best Animation. We've got Attack on Titan, blah 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 blah, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Swordsmith Village, JJK Season 2, Mob Psycho 100, and Trigun Stampede. Of course, we all know you cannot touch Demon Slayer when it comes to animation.
Yes.
Character design, we've got Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Hell's Paradise, JJK Season 2, Oshinoko, Trigun Stampede. Best character design went to JJK Season 2. Not sure why, but okay.
Huh. The design on that one.
We're going to skip director, cinematography, art direction. We're going to go to categories. Best romance anime. We've got Horimiya, The Missing Pieces, Insomniacs After School, My Happy Marriage, My Love Story with Imada-kun at Level 999, Kip and Loafer, and Tomo-chan is a Girl. The winner was Horimiya, The Missing Pieces. Didn't watch it. Can't really say one way or another.
Romance is really my bad. We only do Tomo-chan as a first flash. That's all. We know nothing about the others.
We did. We only did it as a first flash. Best comedy, we've got Bocchi the Rock, Buddy Daddies, MASH, Magic and Muscle, Spy Family, Yurisei Yatsura, and Zom 100. The winner was Spy Family.
Yeah, I see this coming.
I can understand it. I'm not mad at it. I'm happy for it. I don't know if I want to put it over MASH. That's the only thing I'm like, ooh. That's a close one for me. We've got Best Action. We've got Attack on Titan, blah, 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 blah. Bleach, 1,000-Year Blood War, The Separation. Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Swordsmith, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, and One Piece. And the Best Action Anime was taken by JJK Season 2.
Wow, you think it really swept all of
it's,
those?
It's yeah. sweeping. Yeah. Like, I don't know how I feel about it beating 1,000-Year Blood War in an action category, though.
Yeah, it's you like, picked Bleach to win this one, right?
I would have picked. I believe I did pick Bleach.
Yes.
So next we've got Best Fantasy, Demon Slayer, Swordsmith, Hell's Paradise, Mash Late, Magic and Muscles, Mushoku Tensei Season 2, Ranking of Kings, The Treasure Chest of Courage, and Ancient Magus Bride Season 2. Best Fantasy went to Demon Slayer, Swordsmith. Would not have picked that one. I would not have picked that one. It was not a good arc.
Yeah, you picked Mashle.
I probably would have went with Hell's Paradise or Mashle.
Yeah, you picked Mashle.
I would have picked Mashle, yeah.
Mm. I picked Mushoku Tensei.
It was
Demon Slayer.
I don't think I've watched Mushoku Tensei Season 2 yet.
Oh my god.
The story wasn't there. The story was not there to warrant it taking that spot.
Yes.
Drama. It just wasn't there. Drama, we've got Attack on Titan, blah, 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 Heavenly Delusion, My Happy Marriage, Oshinoko, 2 Year Eternity Season 2, and Vinland Saga Season 2. Attack on Titan took this one. I can't say whether or not it should have because I didn't watch the show. My pick obviously was not Attack on Titan.
It won the drama, but... I chose
2 Year Eternity.
Oh my god, yes. 2 Year Eternity should have won this one. Why Attack on Titan?
Yeah, I get it too. Because Aaron Yeager is nothing but drama.
Cancel.
I don't care. Cancel. You can try. You can't cancel me. All right. Best last. That's slice of life. That's slice of life. We've got Polochi the Rock, Do It Yourself, Horimiya, Insomniacs After School, My Love Story with Imada-kun, and Skip and Loafer. The winner was Bochi the Rock. I watched none of these, so I have no horse in the race. I don't care.
I watched this one, Bochi the Rock, but I don't think this is the best one. So okay.
All right, best main character. We've got Bochi from Bochi the Rock, Danji from Chainsaw Man, Aaron from Attack on blah, 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 blah. Mob from Mob Psycho 100 Season 3, Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece, and Thorfinn from Vinland Saga Season 2. The winner was Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece.
One Piece wins. I would have picked Thorfinn out of them.
Oh. Yeah, I know you would have picked Thorfinn.
Yeah,
I don't think I have a dog in this fight. I don't think I have a dog in this fight.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't. Best supporting character. Arataka Rengen from Mob Psycho 100 Season 3. Hange Zoe from Attack on Titan, blah, 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 blah. Kana Arima from Oshinoko, Power from Chainsaw Man, Satoru Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen, Sugeru Geto from Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. The winner was Satoru Gojo from JJK Season 2. No one of is course. Fucking surprised.
Yes.
It's Satoru Gojo.
Of course.
This nobody cared. No one is surprised about this. If you say, how did he win? Are you dead? Do you not talk to people about anime? Do you not have the internet? Okay, of course, Satoru Gojo won. This kind of category is weird. It's must protect at all cost anime character, and the nominees are Anya Forger, Hitori Goto from Bochi, Boji from Ranking of Kings, Mini Unasaka from Buddy Daddies, Pochita from Chainsaw Man, and Saleta Mercury from Mobile Suit Gundam: The Witch from Mercury. The winner, rightfully so. Of course they won. It's Anya Forger. Anya Forger must be protected at all costs. Fight me.
No one will fight you. Go to
Fifth Avenue to save Anya Forger.
Mm-hmm.
Protect Anya. Period.
I think we can skip the other one.
I think we're going to skip best song. Yeah, best score we're going to skip. Opening sequence, ending sequence. Hold on. Opening sequence, who's on that list? I just want to see. We've got Idol from Oshinoko, Heavenly Delusion, Chainsaw Man, Kickback, Zom 100, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Hell's Paradise. Yeah, I didn't like any of that. I didn't really pay attention to any of those. Same with the intros. Best voice performance in English. Spanish, Portuguese, German, Italian. Damn.
Wow.
Arabic. French? Arabic? Damn. Okay. Arabic. Who won in Arabic? I'm just curious. Not that I know who any of these motherfuckers is, nor am I going to be saying their names so I can butcher the fuck out of them. I'm just curious. So the ones in the category for Arabic, just because I'm curious, were for Spy Family, Dragon Ball Super, Mob Psycho 100, Dragon Ball Super, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, and Dr. Stone. They are really late to the game getting their stuff in because all of these shows are old as hell. Because that's literally Dragon Ball Super, not Superheroes, Spy Family Season 1, Course 1, Mob Psycho 100, no season, no secondary or third season, Dragon Ball Super again, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime Season 1, and Dr. Stone Season 1, I'm assuming. So they're a little behind on their stuff, so, but whatever. Hey, welcome to the party, Arabics. Welcome to the anime family. Good.
Almost none of our picks won the awards.
I don't think JJK just kind of swept everything.
Yeah, JJK, so, man.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised, but
not happy about it. But I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it. Why JJK? But anyways, if you have any or
It's a fan award though, right?
Yes. Fan can vote.
Yeah, that's the prize because the fans love JJK. It is what it is.
Mm. Yeah. If you disagree with this award, let us know. You can share it with us, your thoughts and everything, on the interweb. Where can people share their thoughts with us on the interweb, Shannon?
let us know what you think. Whether like you got a problem with what I said, let me know. Tell me how you feel. Let me know at Shiitake Podcast at Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, or email shiitakepodcast@gmail.com. Come on, what you got to say? You like Attack on Titan? You tired of me ragging on Attack on Titan for being too damn long? Well, too damn bad. I'm gonna keep doing it.
Just watch the damn thing, man.
No.
Why not? It's already ended. It's already ended.
I don't believe them. I don't believe them. Just wait. Next year, they're gonna come out with Attack on Titan, the surprise re-release director's cut ending. No. Fuck no.
No, they're not going to do that. No, yeah, I'm jinxing myself. I know, but yeah.
Yeah, I know you. I know you are.
But anyways, we got a main topic to discuss this week, so let's go.
All right, so let's get into the meat. I actually had meat potatoes last.
Potatoes.
Let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Let's
get the nitty gritty. You don't even. That's you don't know what the fuck nitty gritty means. But you trying to say it like I said. And I'm trying to say it like an old black man. Just makes it all the fucking funnier. Oh,
God. So, and I'm Asian too. Yeah.
Invited to the cookout. It's fine. Yeah. You're Malay. We know you're Malay. But you're invited to the cookout just so I can show you to the old black folk. Be like, hey, look what I got. Look what I got. And be like, nitty gritty.
Just watch
him start dying. I love it. All right. Back to the topic at hand. We've got Kimono Jihen for our main topic today. Synopsis for this one comes from MightyMillis.net, and it goes like this. Kohachi Inugami, a detective who specializes in the occult, arrives at a remote village in the Japanese countryside. Tasked by a hostess at a local inn to investigate a string of incidents involving rotting and mutilated livestock corpses that have been appearing for seemingly no reason. While surveying, Inugami notices a peculiar young boy working in the fields. Invaded by his peers and called Dorotabo for his stench, the young farmhand is surprised that anybody would take an interest in him. Inugami, piqued with curiosity, enlists Dorotabo in helping him with the investigation. Despite scorned looks from the villagers, unbeknownst to Dorotabo, this investigation will reveal a strange new world to him. One of the beast-like entities known as Kimono exists in tandem with humans, along with breathing new purpose into his previously empty life. That is a synopsis from MightyMillis.net for Kimono Jihen, or Monster Incidents. Let's get to scores and slogans. What did you score this show, man? How'd you feel about it?
I will give it a 6. My slogan for a day.
Okay.
It's a trap.
I already know who you're talking about, too. I will give it... I'm going to give it a 7. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 7.
Say what?
And my slogan... I'm going to 7. My slogan is... Oh, God, I was about to go terrible with this. I'm going there.
All right.
my slogan is, we do it for family.
Oh, my God. Wow, plagiarism. Plagiarism to the max. God damn it, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You cannot tell me this was not giving you Dom Torino family vibes every time somebody had a problem. You can't tell me that. Come on now. I need the character Nameless. Hold up. I need the character Nameless. This is what I call her. Kamine. Kamine is straight up just like, you my family. What do you want me to do? You want me to kill somebody? I'll kill him for you. Why? Because you're my friend. That's why. Motherfucker ready to go. He ready to murk everybody for you. Everybody. Why? Because you his family. He ain't got no family. But you took him in and now you his family. He ready to kill everybody for you. You can't tell me he is not giving Dom vibes from Fast and Furious, man.
He's discovering himself as well. All I get from him is that he's just like the character from Hanako-kun. Hanako itself, I guess. combined with mob somehow. Yeah.
You know, that's not a bad, that's not a bad, that's not a bad comparison.
This is mob all over again, you know? Without going berserk, I guess. Yeah. Mm. Okay, let's talk about the show. Why you make me watch Yaoi again, sir?
It's not Yaoi.
The character design,
it's not Yaoi.
Inspired and lean towards that kind of genre?
No, this does not lead toward Yaoi at all, bro.
Really?
Just because all the dudes are friends, it doesn't. Just because they're all the main characters, all the characters are dudes.
We have all the usual and suspect for Yaoi characters, you know?
Just because you find yourself attracted to the one female presenting male in the show does not mean that it's Yaoi.
I mean, the trap is the trap. Annoying trap, too. But all of the other characters, the vampire, really, though?
Yeah, he's just weird. He's just weird.
I mean, that is the typical Yaoi trope over there. Inugami? Oh, really now? Don't tell me that this show, or at least these characters, wasn't or weren't drawn by a female artist. that are into Yaoi, I guess.
That's not the hero.
The moment the opening songs kicks in, I know I'm going to watch some kind of Yaoi in this. But set all of those aside, the show is okay. This, the whole thing is just like a introduction towards the character. Every single character in here, they kind of like give us the background story and trying to solve their problem one by one and let the main characters do the job, I guess, without solving the main character's issue or problem in this season, I guess. I don't think that we are going into the disturbing and really gross out scene in the show at all. It's kind of like shocking at first, and I don't know if we should give our audience like a trigger warning or something in the show, because there are some disturbing matters in here as well.
Looking back on it, there is a couple of spots with some trigger warnings for, like, nothing visual,
but
just stuff that's alluded to definitely, yeah. Definitely earns a trigger warning for the show.
Yeah, some of the demon or monsters in here are kind of gross out looking or very disturbing, creepy in a way to some people. So better watch out going into this show. What do you think of the whole story so far, Shannon? I think you kind of like the show quite a bit.
I enjoyed the show. It's not like the end all be all for me. I thought the core story was good. I thought like the going into each character's like backstory and issue was interesting. I thought it was a little too happy ending.
Happy ending. Because
everyone so far is a happy ending. Okay, so you've got hold on, need character names. So you've got Akira, who's the snow creature, the trap, no creature, as you put it. The trap. He's looking for his brother that he's been separated from forever. They find him. His brother's about to die, and he's been corrupted by a stone. And then they end up able to save him. And then him and his brother are like back to being like perfect. Then you've got Shiki, who is looking for his mom, who he thinks is dead, but then he finds everything, he finds out what happened, and then he still thinks she's dead, and then he goes to fulfill his sister's wish of finding her golden cocoon, and finds out his mom is down there in the bottom of a lake where she's been forever, and she's still alive, and then she comes back to life, and he gets a happy ending. Yeah. So the only character who still has anything left to accomplish is Cabané. And we're just like, everybody else got a happy ending. Is Cabané gonna get a happy ending? Everything is a little too like a little too happy ending for me. No one is like failing at what their goal is. And it's becoming very predictable because you're like, okay, how are they gonna take Cabané's life stone from him? He's been flirting with the fox girl forever. And she used to serve the fucking fox demon, Yoko, and she's probably going to be the key to him giving up the stone. Surprise, surprise, bitch. Like, there's a lot of very obvious stuff in there. There's not a lot of, like, depth to the story, but the story that is there is good, and the fight scenes are good. I will say, we missed out on a great fight, and they suck for not giving it to us.
Yeah,
the fight with the giant spider demon that they were like, oh, I'm gonna punch him in the eye, and it's like, oh, it's about to go down, and all of a sudden it's just over. Like, didn't even get to see him fight at all. It's literally flash, like fade to black, go to another scene, fade to black, come back, all I'm already dead.
Yes.
Why did you even show him to us if we weren't going to get to see this fool go fucking ham? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, even the worst one in the show is the enemy, so-called enemy, the fox demon. They made this demon steal the life stone or something, and they are doing like a half-ass job doing so.
No one is committed to doing a fucking thing in the show. It's very weird.
She just stopped because she was like being blackmailed or something by Inugami, you know, and she just stopped and here's your stone. I'm still not giving up on the stone, but
no, I haven't given up. Just be aware. Eventually,
yeah, just be aware. And then she's done it again and again. Half a job, she's giving it again.
It is a very weird situation going on with this show. There's some good parts to it. There's some very good parts to it, but then there's some very, very fucking weird ideas and choices that they made.
I mean, the start of the whole thing is very good. Like, decapitated the main character's head and stealing the life stone. Okay, that's all great and everything. And then comes Inugami. I know what you are doing there, he said. And then the fox even just give it the stone back. Really now? Is that it?
Apparently that's all it takes.
Oh my God. I would like to really love or like this show. But this show just doesn't like give it its all to the audience, you know?
Right.
Some of it is great and all, like Shiki and all the spider thing, that is great and everything. Same goes for Akira with the ice demon and everything like that. Not ice demon, like his brother, I guess. Those are great, but when it comes to the main plot of the whole series, I guess it just. They are just doing a half-ass job right now. So I don't know what to think of this. And then there's a part where Shiki's so-called sister, I guess, at first, she seems like very innocent, very gullible, kind of little sister. And then when the whole thing...
Yeah, she turns into a hoe.
Yeah. 180 degrees.
They say she was eight.
Eight years old. Yes.
And that's that. Okay, I got a problem with the show with that one because you turn her from like being like, oh, he makes me dress all like childish and adorable too. Fuck that noise. I'm wearing tube tops and mini skirts and I'm kissing boys. You eight. You are 8 years old.
Who would have thought like 8 year olds can be a bitch, yeah? You know, right?
It's not about being a bitch. It's about being a. It's about throwing yourself out there. Like they just. I don't know what they was trying to do with that character, but it was not the business.
Yep. I mean, at least the Fox girl is far better than that. Yeah. And then the trap. I'm okay with making like a male characters into a trap. Okay, that's fine and all. But please don't make him like so like the basic girl, like the typical California girl style with social media and everything. Don't do that. That's so annoying. No, I couldn't handle it. No. And then comes the vampire man in the company.
One who's just trying to get kids murdered because he's bored.
Yeah. Something is wrong with the show, man. Something is wrong with the show. But it has decent story, despite everything what I said about it. I don't know. Do you expect that this will get another season?
I don't think so.
Don't think so.
I've been wrong plenty of times before, but I don't think so.
I know you stumble upon this anime on TikTok, right? But did any of your circle buddies talk about the show or know about the show at all?
No one I talked to knows about the show.
Now we understand why. It is mediocre at best, I guess. It has some good or great points in there, making stuff creepy and have like a deeper character development than it's supposed to. But overall, it's mid. It's mid. I don't think this.
I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to disagree. I think if they took a more serious tone to it and gave us some, like, if they gave us fight scenes like they did against, if they gave us fights like they did with Akita's brother, where Kabane versus Akita's brother, if they gave us fights like that the whole time,
yeah.
Oh, this show could have easily went hard. Make it darker, put some real stakes in the game, and give us more fight scenes like those, this show could have easily been a 9-10 for me.
Here's a question. During that battle, they need to, like, do this co-op thing, right? Where the fox guy have to, like, put fire on Kamane's body or something, cover it up, so that he can penetrate the ice, right?
Right.
Did Kamane use his monster's power at that point? Did he power up?
I believe he was using it the whole time.
And that
I believe not, so. Believe so.
And that is not enough fighting the ice dude. And he needs to rely on that fight.
Dude's a beast.
Really? I think Kamane could have overpowered him. If he's really serious using the lifestone power or the monster power that he has inside of him. But that is just my opinion. I don't know the details. But yeah, that is kind of weird. Have to rely on other person to penetrate the ice. But that is just me. I don't know. Memorable scene.
Honestly, for me, it's, if we're going like just simple, like, well, damn, it's when he finally learned how to activate his power and he just ripped the mosquito girl's arms off, just entirely off.
Wow.
If we're going for a fight, I'm going to go. And then for me, like, again, more badassery. The spider scene where he's like, just tell me what to do and I'll do
yes.
it. And he's like,
yes,
help me. And he's like, done. And he just starts murking folks.
Ooh, yeah, I love the whole
100% shiki right there.
I love the whole shiki act from the start to the end, where the whole family gathers up, and the moment their mother's open her eyes. Yes, I love the whole thing. And Kamani is a good dude. Damn. The whole family part is well spoken right there, man. It has some good scene in there, but the whole show is just I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this. They are not really like progressing the main plot as much as I would like to see in this season. But yeah, it is unknown shows, very very underrated. Maybe it's supposed to be underrated. I don't know who's the audience for this one, but maybe there's an audience. I don't know. Yeah. Characters, man. Favorite characters.
Come on now. Kamane, period.
Kamane, huh?
Kamane is best character, period. That's not even a question, man. If I can't choose the main character, then I'll probably go Inugami, just by how slick he acts. Where he's like, oh yeah, go do this thing where it's gonna be super dangerous, and I trust you to handle it. And then you just see this random tanuki just show up, like la 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 la. It's like, did he send you? He's like, sure.
Yes.
Come to find out, no, that was his ass the whole time. It's like, no, I got your back. I'm just watching over you. I trust you to handle it, but just in case, I'm here. Like, he was masterminding things pretty good. I liked him.
Yeah, there's a reason why the fox girl or the fox demon afraid of him. But we still don't know why. He never shows his true strength in here.
Yeah, he's always hiding his cards.
Yeah, he almost shows us that with the trying to save that one family that were trapped with the, what do you call that? The bug demon? The first,
the mosquito?
Not the mosquito. The first job.
Oh, you're talking about the deer demon.
Is that a deer?
No. Deer was the one where he found Kamane.
No, right after that. The first job that Kamane had.
What was the first mission?
There's like a stolen shoe related to that.
Oh, it was the one with the roaches.
Yes, roaches. Ah, that is the word that I'm looking for. Yeah, where
he stole his shoes.
Yes.
How about that one where he just walks in, he's just like, I got this inside.
Yeah, that is the only, like, time where we almost going to see Inugami's using his true strength or something like that. But Kamane is just right. Like, yeah, I can just go in there. No worries. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you got it. Okay. Like, all right, I trust you. See what you can do.
And he was swarmed by the roaches. And ooh, man. Yeah, disgusting. Okay. For me, favorite characters, huh? Nobody really. Fun fact. Shiki, in the original Japanese, was dubbed by the same voice actor that doing the Tanjiro voice from Demon Slayer. So when he's doing like some serious like screaming stuff, he is Tanjiro all and all again in here. Oh my god. You are watching this in English, right? So you wouldn't have noticed this.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay, least favorite characters, man.
Least favorite is his Shiki's uncle.
Yes, that is so twisted, man. But they didn't kill him. The fox guy killed him.
Right.
I thought Shiki would have like kill him in a very glorious way. But he's not.
No, I think it was more him coming to terms with things and growing past it.
Yes, I agree. But I would have liked to see him die on Shiki's hand.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe kill the little sister too before she's becoming a hoe. And but that is just me.
I don't know about that.
For me, it is obvious. Akira, I don't like that character at all. He is just annoying at best. Very useless. Doesn't have to be there. Not suited for the detective work at all. From what I see, he cannot control his power really well. Why he still remaining there?
Well, I think it's a matter of him learning to do so. It's not just because he can, it's about learning that so that he can, kind of thing.
And also, I hate Kabane's relative. His aunt, I get. Yeah, his aunt, in particular. There's some really twisted stuff that happens in here, and so we are not going too deep into it. You guys can watch it for yourself if you want to know about it. So I will conclude the show right here. It's a mid show. Some scene in there are pretty great. I think the when they are focusing on the characters itself, they are doing a very good job of developing that characters. From the their past to their present, but when they are trying to progress the main plot of the show, I don't think they are doing a great job. They are doing a half-assed job most of the time. I don't know if I can recommend this show to other people. There's the character design is kind of yaoi inspired, in my opinion. If you guys don't have any problem with that, you guys can watch this one. How about you, Shannon? Last word?
I mean, if you got some time and your backlog's running a little low, give it a watch. I wouldn't put it to the front of the list or anything.
Okay. So I guess that's it. That is the end of our review of Kemono Jihen. Or in English, it is called Monster Incidents. If you like what you heard here, please give us a like, give us a follow, and give us a rating on whatever platform that you listen this podcast on. So, for next week, I decided for us to watch Oshinoko.
We're going with Oshinoko, huh?
Oshinoko. Because it was nominated in many categories, but it won like the best song of anime of the year, I guess. It didn't win any major categories, in my opinion. But from the looks of it, people are liking the show. So we are going to check this one out. It's a little bit idol-esque type anime. We don't do this kind of show at all, I guess, so far. So we will give it a try and see how it goes. I don't know if Shannon will like this one, but we will try at least.
We'll see if this is punishment for me.
No, I don't think it is punishment. Maybe it will be great. Maybe you will start to like idol stuff. Maybe. But fingers crossed, I don't know. All right, so if you have any comment or suggestion regarding our show or any of our future show, you can always hit us up on the interweb. Where can people find us on the interweb, Shannon?
You can find us, as always, on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast, as well as shiitakepodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us an email.
All right, with that being said, let's end the podcast like usual. So monsters are anyway, and they can disguise themselves as human very well. So whatever you do out there, please beware, be safe, and please don't die.
There's absolutely no time for Opie in the show. I refuse to acknowledge an 8-year-old showing Opie. No.
There's no Opie, but if you like crabs,
no Opie.
We have one.
We have it's one not a crab. Trap, bro. First thing he says is I'm a dude. It's not a trap.
Yeah. But he is very feminine.
So just because he's feminine, don't make it a trap.
And he could wear any dress that he wanted to.
He didn't wear any dresses. It wasn't a trap. Stop being a baby.
Okay. All right. No 8-year-old Opie, okay? No. All right. Let's go. Let's say with me now, Shannon. I'm Shitake.
Shitake.